Hi everyone, thank you as always for listening. This is the podcast on the Pendulum. My name is Simon and super excited that I have a guest on this episode. I'll be doing all of the introductions and all of that good stuff in the next bit, but I just wanted to give you this quick message at the beginning to apologize that the sound isn't the best in this. So we had to record this in a room at work. Took along my microphone, but the software we used to record isn't that great. So I've tried to edit it as best I can. Again, I'm a complete novice in audio editing, and this copy of this episode on Audacity, that the software that I use, has got so many different tracks layered up that it's just confusing the life out of me. So if there's any weird silences or if I sound too loud or too quiet, I'm really sorry and please bear with me, but I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi everyone, and thank you so much for coming back to the podcast and the Pendulum. Today we're going to be talking about a pretty awesome song, one of my personal favorite Nightwish songs, Over the Hills and Far Away. And I knew that I couldn't talk about this song without inviting one of my best friends, Anjay Brooks, to join me.
Hi guys.
Thank you so much, Anjay, for taking the time to come on my little podcast. How are you today?
Oh, I'm not too bad. You know how it is.
We're currently at work, just so you guys know. We're in a tiny room at work and the cleaner's hovering outside, so she might make a guest appearance at any moment. How was your day, Ange? Was it a good day?
Yeah. Lots and lots of string. That's how exciting my job is. It made me sound like Spider-Man.
So just to give you a little bit of background for me and Ange, so we've known each other for how old are we now, Ange? Too long, since we're like 15. Yeah, so we're talking over a decade that we've known each other. And actually, Anjay was she was a huge part of my life when I was discovering music and discovering bands like Nightwish, and we kind of discovered a lot together, didn't we? So do you remember the mixtapes that I used to make for you? Well, we call them mixtapes, mix CDs.
That's it, we're not quite that old. They were mix CDs.
Yeah.
I used to get so excited because like you'd run up to me all excited and be like, here you go, I made this for you. And there'd be so many, it'd be so random as well because you'd have like Nightwish on there and then you'd have like Vanilla Ninja on there.
Yeah, so as I mentioned a couple of times, me and Anjay as well, it's not just metal. So we're not just hardened metal heads. We do love some pop music. So yeah, I can't remember. Do you remember some of the songs that used to be on there other than Nightwish?
Within Temptation was on there quite a few bits.
Theatre of Tragedy.
Yes, and My Amazing Spelling of one of their songs.
Yeah, so somehow I used to write in this pretentious script font that was very hard to read, and I put Automatic Lover on a CD for Anjay, and she misread it and thought it was Automatic Two Over, which doesn't even make sense. But of course, you love Storm, still one of your favourite songs by Theatre of Tragedy. But as Anjay mentioned, there was loads of pop songs as well. So I do remember we used to really like the Pussycat Dolls.
Yes, I meant dancing and singing around to Don't You quite often before we went to school.
Yeah, of course. And we were really, really, and still are, into Lady Gaga when she first came out. We were very much into that. So Anjay is very a very good person to have on the podcast because she's very similar to me, and she's got a wide-ranging taste in music, shall we say. Eclectic taste in music.
That's a nice
word. Yeah. So anyway, enough about us. I will kick off by talking about Over the Hills and Far Away. Today, we're going to be traveling back in time to talk about Over the Hills and Far Away, the title track from the EP that was described as a tasty snack between Wishmaster and Century Child, released in 2001 to tide fans over between the albums. We'll touch on all of the other original tracks in later episodes, but what better way to kick off the EP discussions than with the title track, arguably the most notable track on the CD and one that has a special place in Nightwish's history.
So I do recall being a bit confused by the existence of this EP, as I hadn't really heard of EPs when I first got into Nightwish and into metal. So I assumed it was some kind of demo. So why it was released after three of their full lengths, I had no idea. So many questions puzzled me, but of course I later discovered that EPs were much more of a common thing in metal music. And nowadays, EPs are commonplace even for mainstream pop artists too. But back then, I had genuinely never heard of one, so it kind of blew my mind. And what also confused me was the different cover arts for this EP. So I much preferred the red cover that matched the From Wishes to Eternity live DVD, but I could only ever find the simpler blue artwork. And again, another learning curve for me was as I realized about the different distributions and the country-specific track lists and artwork. Etc. It's still a pet peeve of mine, to be honest, as I'm a bit of a completionist, so I often have to buy numerous versions of albums just to get all the bonus tracks and all the cover arts, which myself and my wallet are very grateful that there seems to be a lot less of those these days. But alas, I have got three different versions of Over the Hills and Far Away in my collection. So the red cover that I mentioned is my most recent edition. I found it on eBay for like £3 or something. So I can't complain too much. But yes, I definitely think I prefer that cover. And it also had a extra live track. It has Deep Silent Complete live track included on it, which was omitted in the other Spine Farm blue covers. They replace it with a live cut of Sacramental Wilderness. And the inlay is very different too. So my initial copy of the Blue Spine Farm release has a fold-out map with a lot of the lyrics interspersed, whilst the second Blue Spine Farm edition I have, are you guys keeping up? There's a lot of different editions, but this one was part of the Nightwish Reloaded series, and it has a booklet telling the story of the record and what it represented to the band at the time, so it's quite an interesting read. Finally, the red cover, although it's my favourite, it has only a few live shots, and it's probably not very enthralling if you haven't got it already. Anyway, we've got this far, we've not even spoken about the song, so let's get on to that. So, as I mentioned at the top of the episode, I'm joined by a very special guest, my bestest friend, and a witness to when Nightwish started taking over my life. Hi, Anjay, thank you for being so quiet while I was doing my big spiel.
Oh, well, you know I'm always quiet when you talk.
Always quiet, she knows who's the boss. I mean, I sound horrible in this podcast. So, okay, let's get on to Over the Hills and Far Away. So the reason I invited you to this episode is because you mentioned that Over the Hills is one of your favourite Nightwish songs. So what is it about the song that you love so much?
I'm a bit of a sucker for a song that's got stories or something involved. And I think Over the Hills definitely has got a very strong story. You know, obviously it is almost like someone's reading to you. And I think also with it being, I want to say someone's got like a twist in the tale, like you're trying to find out why is this guy not saying anything, and then, oh, that's why.
Yes, indeed. So, controversial. It's a bit like a Jerry Springer kind of story, but spun for the metal crowd.
That's a great image of Nightwish on Jeremy Kyle. Yeah. Jeremy Kyle.
Yes, so for any international listeners, Jeremy Kyle is like the British version of Jerry Springer. I'm sure all your European countries have your own trashy TV host, but he is ours. So one thing that I also love about the track is the story and the lyrics, and it didn't actually hit me at first listen. I generally kind of hear melodies before I hear lyrics, but it was actually many, many repeated listens that I realized that there was a story being told. A long time, I know, it took me a long time. I'm a slow person, but I think that's, I get there, you're right, Ange, I do, I get there eventually. But I think that's part of what makes the track so special. And it does feel like almost apart from the other Nightwish songs. Because I think because Thomas as the songwriter has such a strong presence as a songwriter, I don't really think that Over the Hills would have fit onto any of the full length albums because they have such a strong voice to them. But because of that, I'm very glad that we got the EP and we got the track anyway. It's definitely not a criticism of the track. Did you spot the story straight away from first listen, or did it take you some time?
I think it was actually halfway through the first listen, because as you were saying, it's got a very strong melody and very sort of folksy in that kind of way with the violins and everything. Mm-hmm. So when I first listened to it, I think it was after quite a slow song on the album. And then suddenly you just hit with these violins and yes. and everything. So I was like, oh, wow, and just like sort of head banging. Mm-hmm. And then as I sort of calmed down, I kind of heard the story going on and I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then I had to listen to it again because I'd missed half of it the first time.
Yes, start the story again, Tarja, start the story again. So you kind of touched on this already, but when you first heard it, was it love at first listen?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I was just like, yes. I like this a lot.
It's a really catchy song, isn't it? It really is so catchy. And was it one of the first Nightwish songs that you heard? Do you remember?
No, I don't think it was. The very first one was Wish I Had an Angel, which was, of course, on one of your mix CDs.
Yay, me!
And then I think, because I brought the greatest hits that this was on. And I think
Highest Hopes?
And it's actually quite low down in the track listing, so I'd listened to quite a few before that, but it's definitely one of the first ones that stuck in my... It's one of definitely the first ones that sticks in my head when I think Nightwish.
Yeah, definitely. I think Highest Hopes is quite an interesting one for you to discover them with, because it's got so many of their... I just feel like recently they've had a lot of catchy songs. So, you know, like Storytime, Amaranth, Wish I Had an Angel, Nemo. Actually, their earlier stuff is not necessarily so catchy, but Over the Hills and Far Away definitely is. So I guess it really would stand out amongst all the other stuff. As you can, guys can tell, we definitely love this song. It's one that actually, when I find people who don't really know Nightwish, it's one of the ones that I'll play to them first. It really is so infectious and instant. And I wanted to ask you, Anjay, just before we move on, did you know that it was a cover?
No, I didn't. I thought it was one of their own songs.
Ah, I've wondered if I ever told you that. Yeah, it's actually a cover of I think he's British. His name's Gary Moore. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next section. Not too long before this EP was released, the Nightwish website was updated with a brief note stating, next spring, from 16th to 24th of March, Nightwish will be at the Finvox Studios with Mikko Karmila to record two new songs plus one cover, which hasn't been decided yet. The songs will come out on a new MCD together with two live tracks recorded in Sao Paulo. We now know that the live tracks bolstered out the second half of the release. A remake of Astral Romance was thrown into the mix, and of course the title of the said cover track, which hadn't yet been decided, of course being Over the Hills and Far Away. It may not be a surprise to most of you that this song is, of course, a cover of the Gary Moore hit, and not actually a reference to the Teletubbies intro sequence like I had initially thought myself. Over the Hills and Far Away was released in 1986 as the opening track and first single from Gary Moore's sixth album, Wild Frontier. And both sides, Nightwish and Gary himself, have made numerous comments about the cover, both positive and negative. So Gary Moore commented about the success that the band had had with the song, with quite a muted response actually. He stated, it's not that different from the original. It had a bit of a karaoke vibe because the backing track was so similar. I don't mean that insultingly, but it was almost identical. I believe they're a pretty big band now, so it's cool that they did it. A little bit of positivity to glean from that then, but Tuomas did seem somewhat disappointed by the less than stellar review from Gary Moore himself. So I took it upon myself to listen to the Gary Moore version of the track that I'm not too familiar with, to be honest, and at least not nearly as familiar as I am with this Nightwish cover. And I must say that I really, really love Gary's very strong rock voice. It's possibly more of a comment on the production values available at the time than the songs themselves, but the chorus of Nightwish's cut has a little more oomph and drama to it. Though the band elements, I agree, do mirror quite accurately the Gary Moore version. Even the guitar wails before that key change are echoed in Nightwish's cover. What I do think is remiss though is that whilst Gary may be quite accurate in saying that the tracks sound very similar musically, he doesn't once give a nod to Tarja, who instantly adds something very new and very different to the table with her operatic voice. Tuomas discussed Gary Moore with Trinkle Bonker in an interview in 2002.
After maintaining that it was himself that had chosen the song to cover, he was also asked if he was a big fan, to which he replied, "I like the first three records that he did, but I don't like his blues period. But this song is special to me because it was the first that I really fell in love with. It's a good song that happens to fit us very well." And fit them very well it did, becoming the sixth best-selling single of all time in their home country of Finland. So they're rubbing shoulders with Elton John, Elvis Presley, and the Backstreet Boys. Okay, take what you can get, guys.
So, as we always do in each episode, we have checked the Reddit knockout, and this one was a very short one since the EP only has a couple of tracks on it, but Anjay does have the result. Drumroll, please.
And I'm opening the envelope. And unsurprisingly, the winner is Over the Hills and Far Away.
Yay! Oh, congrats to Over the Hills and Far Away. As Anjay says, not an entirely unsurprising victory, although there is a lot of love for 10th Man Down out there, so it's not necessarily a result to be scoffed at, but I think a worthy victory. You agree?
I do. I couldn't really see anything else get taking the top spot.
There's a reason it's the title track, guys.
When it comes to live versions, we're spoilt for choice. During the Talia era, Over the Hills and Far Away was a seeming constant in the set list. No surprise considering that incredible feat in the charts in Finland. It's also a wonderful live moment, the sing-along chorus working perfectly in closing out a set as one of the last few tracks, just as it does on End of an Era as its penultimate number. Interestingly, during an interview with Thomas, Metal Temple quizzed him on songs he doesn't want to perform again, controversial, and he said, "Over the Hills and Far Away, it is a great song that I love, but I honestly cannot play it again. I have played it like a million times, no more." That wasn't quite an official blacklist though, as whilst not a cemented regular on the set anymore, it has been performed by both Annette and Floor after they joined the band. As an Amaranth and Archenemy fan, I was extremely excited to see Alyssa Whiteglues and Elise Reid, the vocalist from the two bands, featured in the documentary Please Learn the Setlist in 48 Hours. The documentary accompanied their Showtime Storytime release, if anyone wants to track it down, but I think it's also on YouTube as well. And in it, you can see the two singers, Annette and Elise, famously replace Annette at a show in the US when Annette sadly took ill. They were conveniently placed due to their performance with supporting acts Camelot on that run of US dates. During the frantic scenes shot just after the crowd give their approval for the two to join the band and sing with them, a set list is pulled together from any songs that the two knew the words or melodies to, one of which being this track, Over the Hills and Far Away, which Elise can be heard humming the chorus of, trying to get the guys to identify which song it was. Whilst it must have been disappointing to not see Annette that evening, that set will surely go down in history as a particularly unique Nightwish experience. This song also gave us another pretty special turnout for the Nightwish books. Current vocalist Floor Jansen joined her friend and predecessor Tarja in one of her solo shows to perform this very track. It really was a moment to behold, and though the YouTube clips aren't necessarily top-notch quality-wise, I do implore you guys to have a listen if you haven't already. The two singers clearly love singing together, and they have a great friendship which comes across in their performance. Floor certainly has more in common with Tarja than the average person. The two also sound beautiful when they sang together. So perhaps we can expect a recorded collaboration sometime in the future. I don't think it's too much to ask. Tarja definitely loves collaborating with fellow symphonic vocalists. If you listen to her last couple of albums, she's always getting guests in and it's always sounding pretty good actually. So I think her and Floor could really work some magic together. I also think that this performance was a brave move for Tarja, for her to invite Floor to join her, and also a very noble move as well. It put aside any drama that might have been stirred up by the press and by the comment sections all over the internet, and it was a touching reaffirmation of their friendship after Floor had joined Nightwish. The drama definitely seems to have been cast aside by all parties involved in this, despite what the vocal minority in that said comment section might say. And it feels like a passing of the torch from Tarja to Floor in this life-changing opportunity that Floor had been given. Live tracks of other songs pepper the releases of Over the Hills and Far Away. I talked about this earlier, but frustratingly, different songs and slightly different track lists appear on different edits and different versions of this release. You have to source a number of versions just to get every track, but of course the songs that are included, which were originally going to be taken from Sao Paulo, were actually taken from the Wishes to Eternity live DVD, which was recorded in Tampere. So clearly a change of decision was made a little bit later in the process. In an interview with Tuomas, Trinkle Bonker asked, "There are a few live tracks from the DVD on this record. Any thoughts yet as to when we can see a full live recording on the market?" Tuomas' reply, "On this one, it was the record company that insisted that we should include the live tracks on it as well. We recorded that concert for a VHS and DVD release, then the record company wanted it on CD as well. So in Finland, there is a live recording of that out. But we thought that it would be a good thing if you could get some of these songs as well, so we looked at it, and since Over the Hills and Far Away had been a single in Finland, we thought that we could make a nice package of it for you. So what you have is a compromise." So sadly, Gary Moore passed away in 2011, and his death was marked with a blog post from Annette. She said of him, "A super guitarist, and for me, a man who has given me wonderful songs to listen to and dance my first slow dances to, has been found dead early this morning in Spain. He was so young still, just 58 years old, and it's just a big loss for music. Nightwish has recorded one of his songs as a cover, Over the Hills and Far Away, a great song he made. I hope you may rest in peace, Gary, and thanks for all the songs I just love." Thank you indeed, Gary, for this amazing song and all the memories that we have with it, be it the Gary Moore version or the Nightwish version. I would love to hear the feelings that you all have about this song, be it either version. You can slide into my DMs, it's at podcastpendulum on Instagram, or you can send me an email at thepodcastandthependulum@gmail.com. As always, thank you guys for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and although she's not here as I record these last bits, a huge thank you to my bestie Anjay for joining me. We definitely need to get her on a future episode, and I'm sure we can manage it. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll catch you next week. When it comes to live versions, we're spoilt for choice. During the Tarja era, Over the Hills and Far Away was a seeming constant in the set list. No surprise considering that incredible feat in the charts in Finland. It's also a wonderful live moment, the sing-along chorus working perfectly in closing out a set as one of the last few tracks, just as it does on End of an Era as its penultimate number. Interestingly, during an interview with Tuomas, Metal Temple quizzed him on songs he doesn't want to perform again. Controversial. And he said, "Over the Hills and Far Away. It is a great song that I love, but I honestly cannot play it again. I have played it like a million times, no more." That wasn't quite an official blacklist though, as whilst not a cemented regular on the set anymore, it has been performed by both Annette and Floor after they joined the band. As an Amaranth and Archenemy fan, I was extremely excited to see Alyssa Whiteglues and Elise Reid, the vocalist from the two bands, featured in the documentary Please Learn the Setlist in 48 Hours. The documentary accompanied their Showtime Storytime release, if anyone wants to track it down, but I think it's also on YouTube as well. And in it, you can see the two singers, Annette and Elise, famously replace Annette at a show in the US when Annette sadly took ill. They were conveniently placed due to their performance with supporting acts Camelot on that run of US dates. During the frantic scenes shot just after the crowd give their approval for the two to join the band and sing with them, a set list is pulled together from any songs that the two knew the words or melodies to, one of which being this track, Over the Hills and Far Away, which Elise can be heard humming the chorus of, trying to get the guys to identify which song it was. Whilst it must have been disappointing to not see Annette that evening, that set will surely go down in history as a particularly unique Nightwish experience. This song also gave us another pretty special turnout for the Nightwish books. Current vocalist Floor Jansen joined her friend and predecessor Tarja in one of her solo shows to perform this very track. It really was a moment to behold, and though the YouTube clips aren't necessarily top-notch quality-wise, I do implore you guys to have a listen if you haven't already. The two singers clearly love singing together, and they have a great friendship which comes across in their performance. Floor certainly has more in common with Tarja than the average person. The two also sound beautiful when they sang together. So perhaps we can expect a recorded collaboration sometime in the future. I don't think it's too much to ask. Tarja definitely loves collaborating with fellow symphonic vocalists. If you listen to her last couple of albums, she's always getting guests in and it's always sounding pretty good actually. So I think her and Floor could really work some magic together. I also think that this performance was a brave move for Tarja, for her to invite Floor to join her, and also a very noble move as well. It put aside any drama that might have been stirred up by the press and by the comment sections all over the internet, and it was a touching reaffirmation of their friendship after Floor had joined Nightwish. The drama definitely seems to have been cast aside by all parties involved in this, despite what the vocal minority in that said comment section might say. And it feels like a passing of the torch from Tarja to Floor in this life-changing opportunity that Floor had been given. Live tracks of other songs pepper the releases of Over the Hills and Far Away. I talked about this earlier, but frustratingly, different songs and slightly different track lists appear on different edits and different versions of this release. You have to source a number of versions just to get every track, but of course the songs that are included, which were originally going to be taken from Sao Paulo, were actually taken from the Wishes to Eternity live DVD, which was recorded in Tampere. So clearly a change of decision was made a little bit later in the process. In an interview with Thomas, Trinkle Bonker asked, "There are a few live tracks from the DVD on this record. Any thoughts yet as to when we can see a full live recording on the market?" Thomas's reply, "On this one, it was the record company that insisted that we should include the live tracks on it as well. We recorded that concert for a VHS and DVD release, then the record company wanted it on CD as well. So in Finland, there is a live recording of that out. But we thought that it would be a good thing if you could get some of these songs as well, so we looked at it, and since Over the Hills and Far Away had been a single in Finland, we thought that we could make a nice package of it for you. So what you have is a compromise." So sadly, Gary Moore passed away in 2011, and his death was marked with a blog post from Annette. She said of him, "A super guitarist, and for me, a man who has given me wonderful songs to listen to and dance my first slow dances to, has been found dead early this morning in Spain. He was so young still, just 58 years old, and it's just a big loss for music. Nightwish has recorded one of his songs as a cover, Over the Hills and Far Away, a great song he made. I hope you may rest in peace, Gary, and thanks for all the songs I just love." Thank you indeed, Gary, for this amazing song and all the memories that we have with it, be it the Gary Moore version or the Nightwish version. I would love to hear the feelings that you all have about this song, be it either version. You can slide into my DMs, it's at Podcast Pendulum on Instagram, or you can send me an email at thepodcastandthependulum@gmail.com. As always, thank you guys for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And although she's not here as I record these last bits, a huge thank you to my bestie, Anjay, for joining me. We definitely need to get her on a future episode, and I'm sure we can manage it. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll catch you next week. The Podcast and the Pendulum is an independent, fan-run podcast that is not linked in any way with Nightwish, its members, Nuclear Blast, Spinefarm Records, or any associated companies.